Carlos Ghosn announced a forthcoming press conference to tell the truth, presumably about the charges he faces for financial misconduct at Nissan. He was rearrested soon after in Tokyo on a new indictment and is expected to spend at least 3 weeks in jail. Mr. Ghosn described this latest move by prosecutors as outrageous and arbitrary.
Wells Fargo started the search for a new chief executive after the abrupt resignation of Tim Sloan. Mr. Sloan gave what many considered to be a poor performance in front of a congressional panel recently when he was hauled in to explain what was described as a pattern of consumer abuses at the bank. Wells Fargo wants to replace him with someone from outside the firm.
The IHS Market British Manufacturing Index for March recorded by far the biggest jump in firms' inventories over the survey's 27 years, as companies stockpiled goods and components ahead of Brexit.
India's Supreme Court ruled that the Reserve Bank of India had overstepped its mark when directing banks to declare a default when a company defers loan payments and force the company into bankruptcy if it does not resolve its debt position within 180 days. The court found that the central bank could intervene on individual corporate defaults but could not undertake such a sweeping action. It is a big blow to the RBI's efforts to rein in India's corporate debt.
Burger King started selling a plant-based version of the Whopper. The veggie burger being rolled out at its stores in St. Louis is made by Impossible Foods, a Silicon Valley startup that is at the forefront of the flowering plant-based foods industry. The Impossible Whopper imitates the taste of meat by using heme, an iron-rich protein extracted from soybean roots and mixed with other vegetable ingredients.
Global recorded music sales grew by nearly 10% last year, according to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. Although revenues from digital downloads have fallen even faster than those from physical forms of music, such as vinyl albums, over the past 5 years, streamed music has surged. Nearly half of global sales now come from streaming, reversing an industry decline since 2001 that hit a trough in 2014. Music sales are still performing worse, however, than in the early noughties. The top three global music acts last year were Drake, BTS, a South Korean boy band, and Ed Sheeran. Queen were the sixth best-selling act, boosted by the film Bohemian Rhapsody.